It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue sauce, barbecue rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs. Do yourself a favor and visit 409tailgateclub.com. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. All right, don't forget the question that is number one, as deemed by Ross, will get a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You get some sauces and rubs. So let's get going, Ross. You ready?
I am ready.
I got a bunch of them. We had a bunch come in.
A bunch?
A bunch.
Okay.
And I eliminated all the officiating ones because we
how many of them are the do you think Noah Kane's not explosive now still, Ross? Do you think Devin Ford's better than Noah Kane still?
Look, Noah Kane. No, and the biggest thing about that, I'm going to answer it before you even ask it. The biggest thing about that, I'm going to beat you to the punch, all you people that want to make me feel bad about my high school evaluation. Let me just tell you this. IMG must play some fast teams because he did not look that explosive. He still isn't like a house call guy like Devin Ford, but they got a great Thunder Lightning. The biggest thing with him, though, is we saw it in the spring game. He always falls forward. Yeah. I love the nickname Noah Gain. He always, that they actually had a four-minute drill, and they ran the clock out.
First time.
It brought a tears to my eyes. I was crying. I'm a grown man. It was so nice to see that. I just love him. Any short yardage or goal line where he's not in, Ricky Ronnie is a missed opportunity.
All right, the first question this week comes from Gary in Berwick. Hey, Ross, will all four running backs be back next year?
I would say no. If I had to answer, I would say no, because I think by the end of the year, it will crystallize to Ricky Slade that he is not as good as Noah Gain and Devin Ford, and I think he'll go elsewhere, and I think Penn State will be okay with it. I don't know if you guys saw this. I think Dustin tweeted about it, but after the game,
I saw that
someone said, "Bro, you need to get up out of there. They're not using your talents." And Ricky Slade retweeted it.
Yep.
So I hope Franklin said something to him about that. What a bad, bad look. So that already calls into question his decision making in my mind. Like, even if you feel that way, Ricky, you don't retweet that after a game in which your team won a huge game on the road. Yeah. Like, personally, like that would, if I was Mennett or Gonzalez or Will Fries, like a veteran offensive lineman, I would say, what the heck are you doing? Like, how about this? How about number one, get off of social media. Number two, definitely don't retweet. Number three, how about you play better? We're running the same plays when you're in, Ricky. And didn't he have an issue last year? Like, didn't he, like, for some weird reason, he didn't play for like four or five games?
There was an issue, I believe, that sidelined him for a couple of games.
Don't forget, earlier this year when he fumbled, Jaywon said he didn't go back in the game because he hung his head and was pouting. And he's like, I got three other dudes. They're going in. I don't
There's
need
more
this.
On the way, too.
There is it Jaywon or Jawan?
I think it's Jawan.
Jawan. I'm sorry.
And I don't think Jawan recruited him, did he?
No.
Yeah. That's always a factor, too. But he's pretty clearly the least effective of the four guys. I mean, he really is.
All right. Paul from Worcester, Massachusetts asks, hey, Ross, what are your top three things Penn State needs to clean up, as James Franklin says after every game, post-Iowa? Thanks. Top three things Penn State needs to clean up post-Iowa.
I kind of went over them with Tucker's tape. It would be early game jitters. It would be Clifford's pocket movement and accuracy. And it would be costly penalties.
Costly penalties.
Those would be the three. How many penalties did they have total? But those would be the three.
That was 8 for 80.
Maybe Iowa had 1 for 5.
Maybe the running back rotation could be tweaked a little bit.
Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe.
I don't know if I look at that as cleaning up.
I think I'd clean that up immediately.
Well, I mean, he had 22 carries. The other running backs had 4, 4, and 4.
I know, but he wasn't on the field after the Friday Muth overturn. I just think he's got to be in the game inside the 5-yard line
I agree.
All times.
I agree.
All right, this is Matt from Bloomsburg. ask, if the season was over today, who would declare for the draft?
Oh, boy.
Man. These are all good questions. Yeah. Etor for sure.
Shaka.
You think Shaka Toney would? Wow. Maybe Shaka Toney. What about KJ Hamler?
KJ Hamler's interesting. I know that people think he has been erratic, but I think if Tariq Castro Fields, who by the way had an end zone interception on that 2-point play,
yep.
If he can just be a little bit more consistent and do some things a little bit better, I think the talent is there for him to at least think about that. Yep. He would be another guy.
Mennett?
Will Fries is, I believe, a fourth year junior.
I don't think Fries would go pro. I think that'd be a mistake. I think it'd be a mistake for Castro Fields at this point too.
Michael Mennett for sure. I think would have to think about it as well. And there's probably a couple others we're missing, but they have a lot of players that if they're not going to be NFL players or declare for the draft next year, if you just look at their roster,
yeah, there's a lot of NFL
you can make potential. A case for a lot of guys going to the league.
If I had to do it in order, it would be Etor 1. Probably Shaka Toney 2. Maybe Mennett 3. Yeah. Castro Fields 4.
How about KJ?
Oh, yeah. KJ 3. Mennett 4. Castro Fields 5 would be kind of what I would do.
All right. You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs, visit 409tailgateclub.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light.
There we go. Let's go to James in Beaver, PA. He says, our rush defense is awesome this year, but at times our secondary struggles to cover even when the guys up front are getting pressure on the quarterback. What's the number one thing the coverage unit needs to improve on?
Look back for the ball. A lot of times they're not looking back for the ball. I'm sorry, Ross.
No, I think you're right. Ask Bob. No, I think
that
you're right.
John Reed play really—that's got to be very frustrating. I think for John, but especially for the coaching staff, because he was right there and he let that guy just jump right over him, and he just can't do that.
Great catch. Though.
I think the thing is Reed has really good vertical, so he should be able to jump up and make more plays on these contested catches than he is. But it seems like he's so often in a trail position that. I would like to see him turn around for the ball more. The other guys, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to cover people. It's hard.
From an athletic standpoint, like you're not.
Think about
it's really,
it.
Really, really
think about
hard
it.
To
like, okay, this guy's running at you full speed.
It is.
You're backpedaling. He knows where he's going. You're just trying to,
stay with him. Yeah.
Yeah. Like. That is hard. It's hard to cover people.
And then he reaches over and gets the ball over top of you like that. I mean, I know you got to look back.
It was a good catch, but I think it could have been prevented.
I was just like.
A lot of good questions this week, by the way.
Yeah, all right. Let's try Kevin in York, PA. As a past offensive lineman at the highest level, can you address the pros and cons for teams that run the spread and not having their quarterback up under center in short yardage system? Some do, some don't. I realize Penn State does not do it, but in order to take the next step of being elite, shouldn't this be part of the team's blueprint? I wonder what you think.
It's a great question. It's probably my favorite question. And I know that Penn State says we don't go under center. I think that is a crock of crap. I think... in short yardage goal line, especially when they have like Steven Gonzalez and C.J. Thorpe and Mennett, there is no reason why they shouldn't quarterback sneak. I despise watching football when these teams don't quarterback sneak. You ever notice, actually, the Patriots the other night, for the first time in history, actually got stuffed on one of them against the Giants. But it is by far, you look at any analytics, any statistics, short yardage goal line, it's by far the most effective play. Because when you do that, you don't even have a snap count. The quarterback just gooses the center, just lifts up his hand, applies pressure, and then the center snaps it. You get such a jump on the defensive linemen. And it, yeah. it's so, I mean, I see some of these games where teams, Army, like they get 2.5 yards on quarterback sneaks.
You don't even need to be a big quarterback. Do you remember Billy O and Matt McGloin in the quarterback sneak? It was like, it was almost, I don't know if they ever didn't get a first down on that quarterback sneak. And Matt was not a big quarterback, but it was just very well timed and it's almost impossible to defend.
And guess where Billy O got that? From New England. Because that's, here's what I would tell anybody, okay? In with most situations in life, and certainly in football, if you're not sure what to do, think about what do the Patriots do, or what would the Patriots do, and then do that.
What would Belichick do?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Like all the Eagles fans that are mad they didn't trade for Jalen Ramsey. No way in heck Belichick would ever give up that much for Jalen Ramsey. Or like Panthers fans that want them to put Cam Newton back in. Belichick would not put Cam Newton back in when Kyle Allen's 4-0. Yeah. Like, what would Belichick do? So, not only that, it gives them more options.
Fired up Ross
in
today.
Short yardage.
Fired up Ross today.
If you're under center, it gives you more options. Even if all they do is quarterback sneak, I can live with that. I would also say this. I give them credit. They used to only run, like, inside zone and the zone read under Moorhead. Ricky Ronnie's like, you know what? We're going to pull some people. We're going to have some counters in, some powers. And that's how the four-minute offense worked.
Yep.
They didn't just do inside zone. They didn't just do zone read, which teams can have the DN crash and kill the running back, have the linebacker scrape for the quarterback, and then you're dead. How many years do we have to watch Saquon Barkley, who is pretty good at football, get tackled in the backfield on short yardage? Embarrassing.
By the way, Joe Moorhead's offense is not doing that well.
They're not doing well.
And have you guys talked about the fact Tommy Stevens benched?
Yeah.
Benched. I'm not saying.
It feels like piling on, but yes, it's been noticed.
It does feel like piling on. You're right. But like the kid they benched him for, they're losing to Tennessee.
Yes.
Moorhead sounds like a guy that's like a beaten man down there.
I absolutely agree with you.
Like, he didn't even deny the Rutgers rumor.
The press conference he had.
He didn't even deny the Rutgers rumor.
After the Tennessee loss spoke volumes for, like, he just is. It's just too much. It's too much.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to ask one real quick. Chris and Ash in Seattle asked, are the four running backs and the blitz pickup, how are they doing, and do you think it has an impact on playing time right now?
So far, I think pretty good based on what I've seen. I don't know if I missed any, but
Journey Brown and Noah, I know for sure, are not afraid. And I just don't know if Devin and Ricky have had many chances. I think Ricky did once, at least two, but those guys look like they've picked it up quickly.
I think it does have an impact on playing time, but I don't think it's manifested itself yet. I think the best question was short yardage. York, love that. Why don't they go under center?
Yep.
I see these teams all the time that they don't go under center, but they do for short yardage and goal line.
All right, that'll do it. For Tucker, for Ask Ross from the 409 Tailgate Club.com and the Labatt Blue Studio, we will be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.